all these protocols. They do have a list. There are some residents who absolutely want to be called. They don't want anyone coming. If they come in and they say, you know, I'm going to the Williams house mm-hmm. and your name is on there to be called, they will not be entered into the park unless that's the way it's supposed to be. And sometimes there's a little hiccup here and there. The new officers are getting used to the list mm-hmm. because then that list takes them into the computer where there is a list of names of people they do allow in under their name. Mm-hmm. So it depends how you personally as a resident want it to be. You know,
and that's what they're learning right now.
Mm-hmm. Some residents don't care. They mm-hmm. can just pull in and say, you know, they're coming. We're also asking the school to now give us a list of the, you know, there are some parents who don't, may have a situation that they don't want a certain person coming in to get their child at the school mm-hmm. without disclosing right. things. So we're getting those lists. We're getting lists from the club of who the club members are. So you just can't drive in and say, I'm going to the club. Mm-hmm. And we're going to set protocols where the club knows that someone may be coming to interview or whatever. So these are all protocols that are now being set up.
Yeah.
It takes time. Because a lot of this has not,
complex.
Some of it's been put in place, some of it hasn't, some of it was, but wasn't carried through. There's a lot going on in this, you know, smorgasbord of what we're discussing. And unfortunately, we had something occur that really brought everything up to surface.
Mm-hmm.
And we're addressing it as best as we can, and unfortunately having to triage some things that may be a little bit more important than others right now that we're having to discuss. So, you know, and yes, we are being, as, you know, I take great offense when it's being said we're not being transparent. I don't know of a board that has been more transparent than the past board and this board. Maybe we're being almost too transparent. Maybe that's why the criticism is happening. But I can promise you that you know everything you need to know as long as it's not hindering safety.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's, you know, you can foil anything you want. Here are the books. Here's the, you know, we get financials. For someone to say, I'm not going to vote because I don't have the financials in front of me. The trustees have access to them, everything, at any given point in time. They also were sent packets to them. It used to be hand-delivered to their homes, you know, a week before or 4 days before a meeting. Now we get them all electronically by email. So they always know what's going on. They have, you know, they can get real-time what's happening. Debbie is an open book to us. So there is no secrecy. Say with the police department, there is no nothing that we don't know what's going on. They're discussing overtime hours. I just analyzed our overtime hours, just so you know. We are right on budget, interesting enough, because what you don't realize is your union employees get benefits. They get vacation days. They get personal days. They get grievance days. There's all sorts of things you get. Some of our union members get almost, I want to say, 3 months off if they wanted to take everything all at the same time. Who do you think fills that full-timer's seat when they're not there? Because they're going to be paid when they're not there. So someone has to come in to sit in that seat to do that job. So you're paying, your tax dollars are paying for that person who's the full-timer plus the person that's taking his place. So all of that's going on no matter what. So the overtime we're experiencing during this transition, we're still on budget. Just so you know. You know, we may be off plus or minus a few thousand at the end of the day when the transition occurs, but I analyzed all the numbers today, you know, just to throw out some math to you. Because I'm being told, you know, I'm not a finance guy, I don't understand the math. Well, if you sit at this table, you better know how to add 1 + 1. Because I need you to know what 2 is, because you're voting on things that has to do with your tax dollars, and that's our fiduciary responsibility, is that we are using your tax dollars the very best way we possibly can. So here's some math. If you go to your sheet that you received, and, you know, or you go into, well, it's a sheet that we have, but our police budget for full-time officers is around $365,000. It's $364,000 and change. But let's call it 365,000 full-time officers. How many do we have? 4. Chief, 3 full-time officers, 1 + 3 is 4. Okay? 365,000 divided by 365 days is $1,000 a day. We're at 90-something thousand right now, right?
92 for the first
92.
Months,
yeah. So we're 90 days of our budget. We're very close on budget for that. Part-time officers, we're at, can you give me the number where you're at?
That was from Matt.
At part-time officers, you know, we're at...
we're close on that one.
We're very close on that one. And then we have a little overflow from the part-time guards.
Wait, what's the figure? Well, it's not a figure.
Okay, if you give me 2 seconds, I'll get to it. I have it right here. Part-time officers we're at for 2016. Here we go, on the budget. It is, our budget is 209,000. If you divide that, I'm going to do the math with you real quick. Let me get to my calculator here so we have correct numbers for you. If you take your 209,000 and you divide that by your 365 days, you get $572 a day
in
part-timers. Multiply that, you know, 0.60 cents. Multiply that by your 90 days, you're at 51,534. We're at 45,287.
That's right. We're under budget.
We're under budget. So to have someone who's not looking at the math, any of us, to say to you, we are blowing out the budget, they got to do the math before a statement is made. Because we're not blowing out your budget. Just so you know, the chief, the detective, Debbie, myself, as your chief financial officer, we're watching that budget every day. I drive Debbie crazy saying, Debbie, can you send me an updated spreadsheet? Where are we in real time? What bills are we having? So I can tell you from me, I'm trying to do my very best for you on your taxes. I put back into your budget, just so you know, we were at a $95,000 surplus when this board came into place. We now have, Debbie, 300 and what? 330 in surplus on the general fund.
So that's important. That's a savings account. When we came in a year ago, it was wiped out. It was at 90,000, and we came in under budget the past 12 months. And we right now there's 365,000 in savings account.
329.
Yeah. So you know. And we've worked very hard on these, because these are important to you, because you know a lot of your questions are, is this going to hit us tax dollars? We are doing our best to make sure whatever we have to do, we're going to utilize those monies very, very carefully. Just so you know, by the comptroller's office, you have to have a certain dollar amount in your surplus. That's your rainy day fund for emergencies. At one point in time, there was over $1 million in that fund for various reasons. It got whittled down to 90-something thousand. We'll just leave it at that. You're supposed to have a healthy figure is 12% of your budget, which for us would be around 400.
No.
600?
Our budget's 4 million.
So 600.
No. 12%. That's half a million.
500,000? I thought it was 460 or something like that. But anyway, so we, you know, but we shouldn't have a million and we shouldn't have 95, because that's why we got rated so poorly, you know, and we got flagged by the comptroller as I think one of the top three worst, you know, performers. So we put back into our, and we're being very conscious. We are finding savings. We're, you know, finding water leaks. All these things add up the monies to put back into and be responsible. But in regards to the police budget for right now, we are right on target. All the schedules have been done now. We have a 90-day out schedule. It used to be they barely had the month done. Now the protocol is they're going to be 90 days out and making sure all those shifts are covered, what other hiccups are happening. So that's now most, I would say 99% of the shifts are covered now. Two officers on. You had before one officer, one guard, gate guard. So yes, we are in that regard, I'm feeling very, very comfortable with what between the chief, Debbie, and the trustees of what we've been doing to get our books back in order and not compromise safety and security. And yeah, we've got to work on a little bit of the niceness back again. But there's growing pains, and I truly apologize for the growing pains. And I hear it. I'm I get phone calls from you. I welcome the phone calls no matter where I am, what hour I am, and I have to say, we're on it. The phone calls get made, the emails happen, you get copied on it, but we can only do so much in a 24-hour period, and I ask you to be patient a little bit longer for whatever that means, because it does take time. To use an old saying, Rome was not built in a day. It does take time, and the quality you want, we got to get back there again, and we will, but I just ask for your patience and to keep the comments coming, because that's what makes it better. I don't want you to be silent if something is not good. Let us know, but I can't have it to where one person gets 50 comments. We all have to hear it together, and then we can work through it. And especially if it's a police issue, you've got to call that police chief also. Call us too, but you've got to call that police chief also or the detective and make sure that redundancy is happening, that we're all on it. Because we're all in it together. Any other comments? John? All right, any other questions? Yes, Sean.
Ms. Cathcart. I just wanted to throw one more thing out, and that is concerning the officers.
Yes.
Did you look into having security guards on the gate? Since you said that the dispatchers wouldn't know what to do.
That's a union problem. Because the union, the PBA, sets parameters, and Brian, I don't know, did you want to dive into it? Brian would be able to explain this better than I.
What is the question?
If we could have security guards and how that would affect, because it's negotiations with the PBA.
It is a union issue, but in summary, if you were to hire civilian security guards, there would be a claim from the union that you've transferred their unit work outside of the unit to, you know, private parties. So it's not that it's illegal per se, but it would end up with a claim against the village in the Public Employment Relations Board in Albany. And the administrative law judge up there, you know, can review it and determine that the village improperly transferred unit work outside of the union by giving
that
work.
What difference would that be between the dispatchers that we've had and security guards? In other words, if we had gone from dispatchers to security guards?
Well, they're both part of the same union.
Gate guards and police, the policemen are part of the same union.
PBA.
They're both union employees.
Okay.
If you're talking about security guards, typically it's going to be non-union, but the other thing is that the village changed the qualifications for the gate guard by putting the police there from civilian to law enforcement.
Into what it would have been to
So that would be the likely claim and the usual reason that you can't just kind of get rid of the union employees and bring in private security guards, you know, without having that claim filed.
So what's the hourly difference rate between a policeman and
a dispatcher?
Well, it's not that easy to answer because they were unionized, so they came with all the benefits also. So they were heavily loaded with benefits for perpetuity.
Life insurance for life. Health insurance for life.
So it was a big difference. We're talking hundreds of thousands, you know, about $100,000 difference. So to have your full police force, you weren't doing it for savings, but if, you know, you'll end up, as a taxpayer, it's about $100,000 difference, and it could be more. If you're talking about perpetuity, it's a lot more than that, than $100,000, because you're adding all the future benefits of everything.
But once you've hired them, and then now they've left, we still have to pay that for their life insurance?
No,
there was a time.
One person.
Jackie, it's a union thing.
Yeah, we're in the midst of union negotiations in several things right now, so there are certain union things that we can't, you know, we shouldn't be discussing while we're in the midst of union negotiations. But no, the answer to your question is some of the gate guards, no, there was not perpetuity on them. When the positions were abolished, that was not the purpose. Any other questions? So I would, at this time, does anyone have any questions for John Kinnear or John Ledwith, you know, in regards to architecture or anything of that nature?
My last question is, what's your degree of confidence over $90,000 for that? It seems, what's your degree of confidence on $90,000?
I would say that it was a thoughtful bid that was put out by somebody that was not going to do the job. He was putting the numbers together for me. It was broken down into about 15 categories of different work. So, and I would say definitely that the town, that the village put it out to bid to probably at least three qualified contractors.
Right, but forgetting that, what's your degree of confidence in the number that you've given?
I would say that a number like this could have a spread 15% up or down.
Thank you.
And I can tell you that he comes up with those sometimes, which is great. And it also depends how we manage the project as well.
Correct.
Of being efficient and, you know, making sure we're, you know, being doing our due diligence. So at this time, if there's no further questions or comments, I would like to make a motion. I will break this down, Brian, I think, where we could just take it to a man booth. I would go to the one that the public spoke on and say, I would like to make a motion that we approve the construction and going further into the concept of the drawings, et cetera, with the architect and essentially going out to bid for the project of the man.